Due to technical difficulties, the audio for the GHS boys basketball game in the first round of Class 3A regionals against Dunlap will begin here in the fourth quarter with the announced team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee.
Dunlap misses the opening shot of the fourth quarter, but there's Sorensen there for the offensive rebound and the putback. It's 42-39, Galesburg by three with their first offensive possession of the final quarter in the 3A regional. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from Dunlap High School. Here's a left side three. Johnson in and out. He's been unlucky tonight except for the one he hit at the buzzer of the third quarter. He's had three others that have been right on the money, and they just haven't gone down. Rebound by Dunlap, down three. Renner, right side, Graham, another three from the corner. That one's no good. And there's Grant Gibson to chase down his 10th rebound in the far corner on the weak side. 42-39 streak, 7:05 to go in the game. Gibson hands off to Diggins. Top of the circle, Garnett. He'll work his way left, hands off to Johnson. To the free throw line, Gibson. Works his way right, backdoor cut to Lamont. Up quickly, a little bit too strong. Rebound knocked around, chased down. Gosnell gets to it first for Dunlap. Leads a break into the front court. Streaks again, ran the back door nicely, but just couldn't make it happen. Still a three-point Streaks lead. Just outside the free throw line. Gosnell back out to Renner. Left side, Graham. Down low, and a double team on Sorensen will be the seventh team foul on the Silver Streaks. And Sorensen will go to the line shooting a 1-1. Who are they going to get on the double team? It'll be Lamont. That's the second foul of the game on Ross.
Yeah, Lamont came from around from the backside and actually kind of raked across Sorensen's face. He was holding his eye as he came out of there. He'll get free throws, and tides have turned on the free throw thing because we were in pretty good shape in the first half, getting more opportunities at the line. Now it'll be four fouls before we get to get into the bonus, and Dunlap is already there. So if they can shoot free throws, they're going to be here all the way down to the end.
Sorensen has been to the line more than anybody tonight for the Golden Eagles. He's 3 of 4, and the first one is good. He earns the second one. 13 in the game for the sophomore, Alex Sorensen. The young man we told you about at the beginning of the game has really come along for Dunlap in the last month and a half of the season and has been playing with a lot more confidence. He misses the second free throw. Grant Gibson with 11 rebounds for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, we got outscored 18-16 in the third quarter. In the field, we played that poorly. Dunlap's just gotten hot. I mean, they were 8 of 12 from the floor in that third quarter.
Diggins drives in from the right side, is cut off there, bounces it back out to Gibson. Drives, nice. Jump stop, woo-hoo. Good look to Butler with a layup. And a timeout called by the Silver Streaks as they regain a four-point lead at 44-40, a 30-second timeout. A chance to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Dunlap tonight. And Jim, you had the pleasure of driving over.
Yes, and that car had some nice pickup. We got a little bit of a late start getting out of Galesburg, and so it got us over here in good time. And really enjoy all the vehicles they've given us throughout the course of this season, both for the girls and the boys games. And a number of times we've had the Nissan Altima. A couple of times I think we had a Maxima as well. Whichever route you go, you're going to be very happy. This they vary in the size of engines that they have, but I'll tell you what, the one right now, certified pre-owned, it's got about, what, 20,000 miles
20, 000,
on, I think,
yep.
And it's got a lot of pickup and a very nice ride. Stop by and ask the folks at Galesburg Nissan.
On the inbounds, Dunlap throws it away. Galesburg puts the pressure on coming out of the 30-second timeout, and they force the 16th Dunlap turnover. In fact, Jim, we haven't had a chance to compare stats through three quarters, but as you have it 16 as well?
Yep, sure do. Silver Streaks with just six.
Yeah.
And so that's a bonus, and one of those little things we're doing right to hang on to this four-point lead. Hopefully we've weathered the biggest storm here that Dunlap, you would think, has to cool off here, and they've hit only one of three in the fourth quarter so far after that hot third quarter.
Kendall Thompson back into the game for the Silver Streaks, playing with three fouls. This is Diggins with it now near the top of the circle, along with Ross, Gibson, and Butler. Aslan with it just inside the free throw line, puts up the 14-footer, no, and the rebound to Sorensen, and he has 10 rebounds now for Dunlap.
Not a bad position on the court to take the shot for Aslan, but he didn't square up. He just threw it up off of 1 foot. You're not going to make many of those.
Renner pulls up at the free throw line, and the left-hander swishes it. Dunlap back within two now at 44-42.
Well, we figured these teams would be pretty evenly matched coming in, and that is exactly what we've gotten. Looked like the Streaks might run away and hide just after the half, but Dunlap has stormed back.
Here's Aslan, top of the circle, rattles a three through. Aslan with 10 points all in the second half. Puts Galesburg back on top by 5, 47-42. Contact on the right side. Butler falls down and leaves Gosnell wide open to can a 14-footer.
Well, Butler was out of the picture because he got moved out of there by Sorensen, whose left arm pushed Aslan clear to the floor about halfway to the sideline. No call.
13 in the game for Nathan Gosnell for Dunlap. Three-point Galesburg lead. Ross with it at the volleyball line. Between the circles, over to Butler. Trying to work. Hands off to Kendall Thompson. Still outside the right wing. Kendall trying to direct traffic. He takes it to the basket and contact on the floor well before he took it in for the shot. Threw it up toward the ceiling. It actually went through, but the foul long before that will be number one on the game on Nathan Gosnell. And only the fourth Dunlap team foul in the second half with 4:27 to play in the game. Reese out. And the tall player, the big postman, Vandenavond, back into the game for Dunlap.
Good penetration by Thompson and the fact that draws the foul. And it gives, I could tell the rest of the Streaks players were just catching their breath. They were kind of just watching Kendall, waiting for him to do something, which he did. And it stopped play here for the foul. And so they caught their wind. And now we've got a turnover as an illegal screen.
Set by Grant Gibson. That's his second. Only the second turnover of the second half on Galesburg. Seventh for the game. Actually, that's three for the game on Grant Gibson. Full court prep. Right side open three, Sorensen. Well over the basket. The weak side rebound by his opposite number, Lamont Ross. Just way too strong in the adrenaline shot there. Good look down low. Butler's shot is blocked. And the loose ball picked up by Vandenavond.
We got to take it up stronger than that, Aslan.
So Dunlap down three, back on offense very quickly. Little inlet pass on the inside. Sorensen takes it strong into the basket, gets fouled by Gibson. That's four Grant, and the two free throws coming by Sorensen, who's been to the line six times tonight and has made four.
Boy, thank goodness that didn't go down, or he'd be shooting for the tie right here. That ball was sitting on the rim and fell off.
So Austin Garnett will come in for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg's leading scorer and rebounder in the game is going to have to sit down just past the midpoint of the fourth quarter as Grant Gibson has picked up four personal fouls. Is in and out. Butler does a nice job of block out for the rebound.
Very nice, Aslan.
Streaks clinging to a two-point lead, 47-45. Thompson with it on the outside. Butler at the top of the circle. Hands off to Diggins. Works his way to the outside. Now Garnett with it. Hands off to Ross. All five Silver Streaks have touched it again on this possession. Gets it left over to Butler. Looking on the inside. Hands off to Thompson near the left elbow. He'll skip it back out to Austin Garnett. Streaks have yet to get anything on the inside. On the right side, Ross from the wing. Hits a three.
Very nice. Big, big shot, Lamont. Squared up beautifully.
First points of the second half for Lamont Ross. He has five in the game. It's 50-45. Galesburg by five, 3:10 to go in the game. And the inlet pass through the hands of Dunlap's Vandenavond, and they turn it over out of bounds.
Silver
17
Streaks.
Turnovers now.
Yeah, maybe we can put together another little run here, and it might do it. 3:10 to go. Dunlap going to let us bring it up the court, still uncontested until we get to half court. Streaks up five, and let's add to it.
Now under 3 minutes to go in the game. 50-45 Galesburg. Butler penetrates, gets it out to Thompson. Hesitation drive, scoops it through the lane and knocked out of bounds by Dunlap. Tried to dump it off to Butler coming in from the left low blocks, but Dunlap right there to poke it away.
Yeah. Again, another one of those. I'm not sure Kendall realizes how close he is to the basket sometimes, because that was one of those you could just throw a little teardrop up there and be a lot safer than a pass that covered, what, maybe 2-3 feet.
Ross tries to get it inside to Aslan again and again. Dunlap knocks it out of bounds with Graham getting a hand on the ball. Graham lit it up in the third quarter with 8 points to rally Dunlap back from a 12-point deficit. But Galesburg has not surrendered the lead. It's a 5-point Galesburg edge with 2:50 to go in the game, 50-45. On the inbounds, Ross backs up near the right sideline, hands off to Diggins. In the right corner, he'll pull it back out. Now gives off to Butler. Down to 2:35 to play in the game. Streaks trying to find a good high percentage shot on this possession. Thompson with it, penetrates with a right hand over the rim. Rebound Vandeneuve on for Dunlap. Not the best shot for Kendall that time. And at the other end, Ross gets in front of Sorensen and with this big steal right under the basket. And now Kendall travels with it on the outside. His momentum was taking him away from the top of the circle. And he tried to put the plant foot down, and it just dragged behind it.
One of those nip and tuck points of the game. Gelsberg thinking they can spread the lead. Can't quite get that basket to get up seven. Dunlap with a couple opportunities to close. And they've committed turnovers. And now a foul on Trayvon Diggins, and that's not a good one.
Poked it away from the backside of Brent Renner. That's going to put Renner at the line on the 10th Galesburg team foul now. Second of the game on Diggins. With 2:14 to go, no time went off the clock on that inbounds pass. So Renner gets a chance to pull Dunlap within a couple here, or within three, rather, with 2:14 to go in the game.
Grant Gibson poised to check back in at the 2:14 mark.
Renner makes the first. He has 5 points tonight.
Diggins will come out.
Looking through the IHSA scores, a couple of former Silver Streaks opponents going head-to-head from down at the Taylorville tournament over the holidays. The Mattoon Green Wave lead the Taylorville Tornadoes 45-36 going into the final quarter there. Renner's second free throw, up and in. 4 points in the quarter, six for the game. Pulls Dunlap within three now at 50-47. And a full court pressure by the Eagles, wearing the road black with the maroon trim down the side. On the inbounds to Gibson. Streaks have numbers. Gibson has it poked away from behind on a double team. And the officials are going to keep it with the Silver Streaks. Mike Reynolds wanted a foul from the backside, and I'm not sure I can blame him, but Streaks may have gotten the break anyway, as I think Grant's the one who actually kicked it out of bounds.
Well, I've got to think the trail official realized that that was a foul and just gave us the ball as kind of a makeup call all in one.
Neither of the officials were really in position to see that. Now they call a late foul with Kendall Thompson dribbling it from the backcourt into the frontcourt. Gosnell got him once in the backcourt, and then finally he got him again near the top of the circle as Kendall dribbled across the timeline. That's the second foul of the game on Gosnell.
What a surprise they're doing that this quickly. I know they don't want to get in a situation where they can't get us to the line, but 2:03 left, I think they'd want to go for a steal for a while before they put us to the line.
Now Renner fouls Kendall Thompson all the way back on the inside volleyball line in Dunlap territory with Thompson. Yeah, backpedaling on the inbounds. Yeah, I would think they would let him dribble and try to get the steal away before it goes across midcourt. Now Gibson is hit from the backside with a hard foul from Andrew Angevine as they get the inbound to him. So in 12 seconds, Dunlap picked up four quick team fouls, and now they're going to put the Streaks at the line with a 1-1. Gibson has not scored here in the fourth quarter. He has 14 for the game. He and Thompson both with 14, but both of them in foul trouble. Gibson with four and Thompson with three. Gibson to the line with a 1-1 after the first foul of the game on Angevine. 2:02 to go in the game. 50-47 is the Galesburg lead. With the freshman at the line playing his first state tournament series games, and he calmly makes the first one.
Still really surprised by the Dunlap strategy here with 2 minutes to go to decide to intentionally put us at the line up by only 3 points.
Second free throw, good as well. Grant missed his first two. He's made six in a row now. 5-point Galesburg lead, 52-47. Renner on the dribble across midcourt. Here's one stolen away by Aslan Butler. One-on-one against Renner. Hard to the basket, and an intentional foul called on Renner on the outside. Aslan was going aggressively to the basket, and the Streaks are going to cut a couple of free throws and the ball back. That's the fourth of the game on Brett Renner now. And the eighth team foul on Dunlap with a minute 52 to go in the game. And Aslan Butler shoots free throws for the first time tonight.
Now part of me
69% free throw shooter.
Kind of hoping Aslan would pull that back out. But in hindsight now, it's looking pretty good.
Standing alone at the free throw line, comes up well short of the first one.
Either way, we're going to get the ball back, even if he doesn't can a free throw.
That's a Streaks' first missed free throw since the first quarter. They had made 10 in a row as a team up until that miss. Second free throw by the Streaks senior forward, and he knocks it down. Aslan with 11 in the game, all in the second half, gives Galesburg a 6-point lead. And again, on the intentional foul, Galesburg gets the ball back with a minute 52 to go. Ross to inbound from the left of the backboard. On the bounce on the inbound to Kendall Thompson. Now to Butler at the volleyball line. And there's a quick foul again. Sorensen just reached in as soon as Aslan started to dribble with it. And they'll put him at the line shooting a 1-1 here on the ninth Dunlap team foul.
Well, Dunlap doing themselves in with fouls and turnovers. Four more turnovers in this fourth quarter. When they've desperately needed to get a couple of good shots at the basket, they've been throwing the ball away. And they will take a timeout.
With a minute 47 to go in the game, a full Eagles timeout with the Streaks leading 53-47. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL congratulates recent button winners Bob Hatch and Don Johnson, who each won $20 when they were spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Silver Streaks lead 53-47 with a minute 47 to go in the game here at Dunlap in the 3A regional opener. A couple of other Silver Streaks opponents throughout the season. DeKalb trails Rockford Jefferson 42-37 in the fourth quarter. Here's Aslan Butler shooting a 1-1, makes the first free throw. All the Silver Streaks teammates had backed off the line, showing Aslan a lot of confidence there. And he calmly knocks down the first one.
Things shaping up very well, up 7+. We're in the double bonus after this trip to the line now by Aslan.
Silver Streaks with three players in double figures. Aslan's second free throw pops in and out. Rebound to Vandenavon. He has 9 for Dunlap. 7-point Streaks lead, a minute 40 to go in the game. Galesburg trying to move on and take on number one Peoria Central Wednesday night here at Dunlap in the 3A regional semifinal. Down low, Vandenavon got position, got a little bump on Grant Gibson, cleared him out, laid it in, and Dunlap calls timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to all Silver Streaks road games throughout this 2011 and 12 season. For both the boys and the girls basketball team coverage, tonight Jim and I traveling in a 2011 Nissan Altima. Again, part of the great certified pre-owned fleet at Galesburg Nissan. Looking forward to driving that one on the way home. It's over 20,000 miles on it, so a great deal available. Check out the 2011 Nissan Altima or any of the certified pre-owned vehicles available for you at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square, off Broad Street in downtown Galesburg.
Dunlap doing what they needed to do that last possession, get a good high percentage shot, didn't take much time off the clock, kept themselves in the game.
And did it without Vandenavon picking up his fourth foul as well. Kendall Thompson sprints across midcourt, breaking the Dunlap press. Now he backs away as Dunlap gets back defensively. Tough pass to the outside of Grant Gibson. Managed to keep it away from the defender going for the midcourt steal. Vandenavon would have had a free and easy layup if he'd have been able to get to that one first. Butler backs up, and a timeout called by Mike Reynolds as Butler backed up toward half court. Looks like he wants a full timeout with a minute 8 to go in the game. Streaks lead by 5, 54-49. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Pratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks are 68 seconds away from advancing in the 3A regional opener here at Dunlap High School, taking on the host, Golden Eagles. Lamont Ross down below us on the sideline to inbound along with Gibson, Thompson, Garnett, and Butler. on the inbounds into the backcourt to Kendall Thompson. Now he'll drive it across midcourt. Now down the lane. Dumps it off to Garnett. Lays it up and in. First basket of the game for Austin Garnett. Streaks by 7. 56-49. Renner into the front court. Under a minute to play. On the left side, a fake by Gosnell. Drives in. Shoots over Garnett. A little bit long, and Austin gets the rebound. His first of the game.
That ought to do it.
And Dunlap backs off. Kendall Thompson into the front court, and once they get it across the timeline, Gosnell fouls immediately his third. And Thompson will shoot two here with 41.2 seconds to go in the game.
Now Dunlap in the position they don't want to have to foul now because they know there's not that one and bonus chance for a miss. And they've seen Kendall Thompson and Grant Gibson shoot free throws tonight. It's not the ones they want to foul, but those are the guys that have had the ball most of the time.
Thompson's first one up and in. His first free throw attempt since the first quarter. He has 15 points on the night to lead. Well, he's second place in the Silver Streaks in scoring. Gibson has 16. An 8-point Galesburg lead, 57-49. Again, as the Streaks did with Butler shooting the free throws the last time down. Thompson, the lone Silver Streak at the free throw line with nobody there to rebound, but he makes them both anyway. And now Thompson does tie Gibson for scoring honors. It's a 9-point Galesburg lead. Thompson and Gibson both with 16 with 33 seconds to play. Just no fouls here for the Silver Streaks. That's all they want. Long three and a knockdown by Sorensen from good 3 feet behind the arc and a full timeout called by Dunlap as the Eagles pull back within six at 58-52.
Yeah, if he misses that one, I'm not sure Dunlap even bothers to foul after that. But by making that shot, they're able to get a timeout. Still a little hope for the Eagles down by six. Silver Streaks have put together a pretty good game here tonight. This Dunlap team isn't, they're not bad. They're just not quite good enough to get over the top.
Since the Silver Streaks took the lead in the first quarter, at 20-19, it was part of a run when they were down 16-9. They finished the first half on a 17-3 run. They have not surrendered the lead since. They built the lead to 12. Dunlap got within two early in the fourth quarter at 42-40. And now the Streaks with the ball, 27 seconds to go, lead by six. On the inbounds to Kendall Thompson, and he'll race it across midcourt. Dunlap in chase mode here, and Kendall still running. Now the double team comes as he picks up the dribble and they foul it. Back to the line with 19.8 seconds to go. The Streaks successfully take nearly 8 seconds off the clock there. And Thompson will shoot two more, and Brent Renner just fouled out of the game. Just a sophomore. He'll be back next year.
Thompson really covered the ground. He went all the way up the far sideline and curled around here all the way back to the Galesburg bench and then covered up the ball, and they finally fouled him.
Renner fouls out of the game with 6 points. Thompson to the line. 4 for 4 tonight. 16 points on the game. The junior dribbles it 4 times, spins it. The right-hander is up and rattles it through.
Getting a lot of nice rolls on that rim tonight.
Streaks have been very good from the free throw line tonight. Part of the reason that they lead by 7. How about 7 for 9 in the fourth quarter? Second one misses off to the right. And Vanden Avon has a double-double with his 10th rebound now. Into the front court with 14 seconds to go. Sorensen down low. Vanden Avon kicks it back out to Gosnell. And Kendall Thompson gets knocked down, and he falls into Gosnell at the top of the circle in the process of shooting a three-pointer. So he's going to get 3 free throws here. Thompson gets his 4th foul.
Thompson, fortunate we're up by 7 there. That would have been a major boo-boo if you're only up 3 or 4.
Mike Reynolds at the end of the bench getting a drink. Watching him to see if there's any frustration on his face, but he's got a smile at the corner of his mouth, so I think he's still feeling pretty good despite the foul on the 3. Oh, well, they only gave him 2, apparently. Huh. Austin Garnett rebounds the miss, and down to 4 seconds to go. Ross picks up the dribble in the backcourt. Dunlap does not foul, and the Silver Streaks advance to the 3A regional semifinal against number 1 Peoria Central Wednesday night right here at Dunlap after knocking off the host Golden Eagles 59-53. Streaks have now won 3 of 4 to improve to 12-19. Dunlap ends the season 6-21. The postgame show is up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddock Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Locate your nearest McDonald's and get two hot, steamy, and delicious Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. That's two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary.
The continuity of care there really does help their progress because the therapist knows them, they know where they started and what their issues are so that they can continue to manage them in a consistent fashion.
Jan Glasnovich, physical therapist and director for OSF St. Mary Medical Center's Rehabilitation Department and her team of therapists, get you started while you're still in the hospital to decrease recovery time.
If we do see a patient here in the hospital, we can carry over their services in the same facility and oftentimes with the same therapist after they're discharged from the hospital and come in for outpatient therapy.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Breedlove's is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breedlove Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong. When they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. For tonight, increasing clouds with a low 25. For your Tuesday, cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the morning, then a 50% chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Look for a high of 45 with wind gusts around 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, not as cool with showers and a chance of thunderstorms. Look for a steady temperature around 42. It's currently 32 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at Dunlap High School, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Dane Maston, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks boys basketball tonight, and it's a winner from Dunlap as the Silver Streaks advance in the 3A regional opener. And they'll take on number one Peoria Central coming up on Wednesday night. Again, right here at Dunlap, second straight year, the Silver Streaks will meet the number one team in the state before they even advance out of the regional. Last year it was Peoria Notre Dame, which was undefeated at the time. Wednesday it'll be Peoria Central. And the Lions have lost three, Jim, so I like the Streaks' chances compared to last year.
Yeah, that we had already seen Notre Dame once, and knew what a tall order that was going to be. Boy, I tell you what, Central's going to be such a handful. They're so quick at the guard spot, and they're big. We saw them play Rock Island last year in that sectional final over there at Bradley, and they're big. So it's truly David and Goliath out here on Wednesday night, and we'll just come in and see what we can do, I guess.
Ah, Streaks will be ready for them. You just watch.
We'll be ready, but I don't know how much that counts for when you're outmanned the way we're going to be on Wednesday. But, hey, I'm just glad we won this game here tonight.
Yes.
A game that we thought we could win if we played well. And you know what's interesting? When you look at the stat line of this game, you showed me these pages and said, what do you think? I'd probably scratch my head and say, I'm not too sure we come out of here with a win. Dunlap shoots 54% from the field, 21 of 39.
Wow.
That's a nice shooting line. Silver Streaks, 18 of 44. Not bad, 41%. But you're giving away three extra field goals there. So you move down to the next line. That would be your rebounds. We got out-rebounded by 13, 34 to 21. So at that point, you're thinking, all right, we gave up three more buckets. We got out-rebounded by 13. This really isn't looking good. Then you get to that bottom line, though.
Let me give you three-point shooting, too, because there's not a big advantage there either. Dunlap was 4 of 13 from three-point range. The Silver Streaks were 6 of 15.
Okay.
So they didn't make up all the points in that area either.
Yep, and you're still going, this just really doesn't add up. But there are two statistics that we haven't got to yet that tell the tale. One of those is turnovers. Dunlap, 19 of those on the night. Most of those coming after the Silver Streaks really ramped up their pressure late in the first quarter. And the Silver Streaks, just 8 turnovers. Second straight game, we've had less than 10 turnovers.
Yep.
And a real nice job for the most part of ball handling tonight. I can pretty well guarantee you we won't have less than 10 on Wednesday. We might have 10 after the first quarter, but we'll worry about that when the time comes. The other stat, in addition to the turnovers, is those free throws, and you're going to get to that because that was the big difference in the point totals tonight.
Dunlap 9 of 15 from the free throw line. That's just an even 60%, so not spectacular numbers there, but the Silver Streaks got to the line. Night and 17 of 22 from the free throw line. So 7 more attempts and 8 more makes at the free throw line. And that may be more than anything is your difference, at least statistically, is the difference in the game. 8 points, and the Streaks win by 6 here, 59-53.
Coach Mike Reynolds will be joining us here in just a few minutes, and he'll make some sense of those stats and tell us how they got it done. But again, you look at some key points of this game, too. The end of the first half when we picked up the couple of free throws on the last second Ryan Carl shot. Chad Johnson buries the three at the end of the third quarter. Lamont Ross hits a big three over there on the other side when I think we were just up 2 at the time,
right,
and put us up 5.
Yep.
And I don't know they ever really got any closer than that.
It was 47-45. Lamont's three-pointer made it 50-45. Chad Johnson's three-pointer. Streaks were really bleeding there in the third quarter, but Johnson had a quick release on a catch right at the tail end of the third quarter. He drained a three-pointer from the left wing. That gave the Streaks a 5-point lead after Dunlap had cut the 12-point deficit down to 2 late in the third quarter. And then Ryan Carl's free throws, as Ryan got fouled at the buzzer right before halftime, put the Streaks up 7. That was part of a 17-3 run to end the first half for the Silver Streaks. They were down 7, 16-9. They went up into the locker room by 7 at 26-19. So all of those key points in the game tonight.
Yeah, well, and Dunlap's big surge, of course, coming in that third quarter when they caught fire and hit 5 shots in a row, 2 of those from three-point land, hit 8 out of 10 at one stretch in that third quarter.
Wow.
And really got their home crowd into it, and it looked at that point like maybe they were going to pull this thing out of the fire. But as we said, the Silver Streaks just able to hit a shot here, shot there to kind of keep them at bay, and then force a turnover. Seemed like every time Dunlap had a big opportunity, either they would make a mistake or we would force them into a mistake. I think of Aslan Butler's steal down here in that fourth quarter as well when he took it all the way down, got fouled, intentional foul.
Yep.
So it's kind of hard to pick out that crunch time tonight. Sometimes it's really obvious, but we had a lot of guys that came through with big plays at key times. You know, in football they always talk about we need to make a play. We need to make a play. Well, that was this game tonight was a game where you could really pick out a lot of individual plays at key moments.
We'll take a break here on the post-game show. When we come back, we'll run through the rest of the statistics, the individual scoring for both teams, and we'll talk it over with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. Galesburg advances in the postseason. They're 12-19 after a 59-53 win over Dunlap. The post-game show continues next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
For new cabinets, call 555-1212. For new flooring, press 12. For appliances, please hang up and call 5-5-5-5-5.
Remodeling can be very difficult, especially when you have to work with so many people. One for this, one for that, one for the other. Well, you can make things a whole lot easier. When remodeling your kitchen or bath, call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. You'll deal with just one person, your own personal remodeling consultant. From floor to ceiling.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streaks win tonight in the 3A regional opener, 59-53 over Dunlap. Jim Lee is with head coach Mike Reynolds.
You know, Mike, Brad and I were looking at the stat line here, and they were 21 of 39, 54%. They out-rebounded us 34 to 21, and you're thinking, boy, how did we win this game? But then you look at the turnovers we forced and the free throws we made, and that's where it all changed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you watch them on tape, and they don't shoot real well. And they drilled everything, it seemed like. They hit threes, and Sorensen's a really good sophomore. You know, and we'll see him at our tournament next year in Martin Luther King time, and he'll certainly be a force to reckon with. But we like our guys. We like our team. I think Lamont and Peanut, you know, didn't play their normal game, and a little nerves. First time they've kind of been in that situation. But I think they'll come back Wednesday and have their A game, you know, and hopefully that'll be enough.
You know, we picked out key spots of this game. You were able to get some, you know, the foul there at the end of the half. Ryan Carl picks up a couple of points. We're kind of on the ropes there at the end of the third. Chad Johnson nails a big three. Lamont hits a big three over there. You just had some real timely plays tonight.
Well, it's when you're – that's what winning teams do, to be real honest. And we've tried to get our guys to you know, make those plays. We call them like the special teams. You know, you're underneath the hoop with 7 tenths, and we have a play for that. And it went there, and he you know, was able to get fouled. I thought it was a good call. I wouldn't have if I was the Dunlap coach. But, I mean, I think he hit him now. You know, whether you people can argue if you call that or not at that point. But, I mean, he fouled him. And, you know, I thought that was a great drive and kick at the end of the quarter. And Chad drilled it. You know, he had some open looks in the first half, and they were in and out. I was hoping if he got one that he'd be able to knock it down. He did.
Yeah. Well, and the shot that he had released the quickest was that one that he hit. Of all things, that looked like the hardest shot, and that's the one he got down.
Yeah, I mean, he shot the ball well, and we're playing with a lot of confidence here. We think we belong. We think we belong. Now, whether we do or not, that's, you know, that's beside the point. The mind's a powerful thing, and we're going to keep promoting our positive and, you know, see what comes out of it.
You know, we talked about some of the individual plays with two guys we didn't mention in the course of all that. Probably the two MVPs of the night, Grant Gibson, he had at one point about 80% of our rebounds there in the third quarter. And Kendall Thompson, we knew he would be a factor penetrating, and then he was again tonight.
Yeah, those guys were really good, you know, and we're glad they're coming back. And you know, I we're going to challenge them after the season to – and along with Ryan Carl, those two and Ryan Carl, to be the leaders of our program. They're good enough. Those three guys are good enough, and they just got to believe in themselves and come out and bang around and get better by next year. And I think, you know, we'll see a world of improvement, and they're pretty good now at times. I think we'll see a world of improvement and be really happy about it.
Second straight time we go in against number one team, second game of the regional. You've got Central this time. Probably real similar to Notre Dame from last year. They're great big inside. They're quick at the guard spot. What do you do in practicing one day to get ready for this bunch?
Well, we got to do what we do. I mean, to be real honest, we've played good teams. We played, you know, Rantoul's ranked in the state. Allman's ranked in the state. You know, Rocky, if they were 3A, would be as good as anybody around. Quincy, you know, beat them down there, Quincy. So, I mean, they're not undefeated. You know, I mean, they're really good. They're really good, but there's going to be a number one team's going to lose either Tuesday or Wednesday. It's going to happen. It happens every year. You know, why not be us? You know, we're just going to put the balls out and we're going to go for it. We're just going to come out and fight and go crazy. And you know, maybe we'll knock a couple shots in and put the pressure on them.
Historically, you've done a good job getting teams ready for big games like this, and so I'm sure as much as you can X and O it with giving away really, honestly, a lot of athleticism that game Wednesday night. You'll see what you can do.
Yeah, I mean, I know our guys will come and give effort, and they don't want this thing to end. You know, they could have tanked it in, you know, 5 weeks ago, and they figured out a way to win three of their last four games, and we might as well make it 4 out of 5.
All right, go make a name for yourselves.
All right, thanks.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks joining us here in the post game. Streaks advance in the 3A regional, 59-53 over host Dunlap. Running through the individual scoring very quickly here for the Golden Eagles. Alexander Sorensen leads away with 17. They had three players in double figures. Nathan Gosnell had 14, and Sam Vandenavon had 10. Max Graham just missed double figures with 8. He had all of those in that third quarter, rallying the Golden Eagles back. Brent Renner fouled out of the game with 6. So all 5 starters represent all of the Dunlap scoring with their 53 points tonight. For the Silver Streaks, Kendall Thompson leads the Streaks in scoring, tying with Sorensen for scoring honors with 17. Grant Gibson had 16, a double-double with 11 rebounds, and Aslan Butler had 12, all in the second half. Lamont Ross finished with 5. Chad Johnson had that big 3-pointer at the end of the third quarter for his only points of the night. Austin Garnett and Trevon Diggins scored 2. Ryan Carl also had 2 with those 2 big free throws he had at the end of the first half. Carson Cheeseman played sparingly and did not score for the Streaks, who win at 59-53. The Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock, with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Dunlap High School, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Silver Streaks defeat the host Eagles 59-53 to improve to 12-19 on the season. Our final order of business is today's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Jim, we've already run through all the candidates. We've got Ryan Carl with free throws at the end of the first half for a 7-point lead. Chad Johnson, when the Streaks were limping in the third quarter, a 12-point deficit advantage down to 2 when Johnson hits the 3 at the buzzer to give the Streaks a 5-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Kendall Thompson does a lot right tonight, including hitting some big free throws down the stretch. Lamont Ross has only 5 points. He hits a big 3-pointer in the fourth quarter when the Streaks up 2. That made it a 5-point game. And Grant Gibson, bad ankle and all, 16 points, 11 rebounds, and he still had over half of the Streaks' rebounds when it was all said and done, 11 of their 21.
Aslan Butler with the steal and the intentional foul called against. So, yeah, you go on and down the line, you could pick a lot of candidates. But I think we're going to go with the guy with the hot hand from Friday night. And he just had, what, the 1 3-pointer tonight?
Boy, he had some good-looking three-pointers tonight, and that was the only one that went down.
It was Chad Johnson, and that was really the one that stemmed the tide because, as we said, Dunlap coming back, they were hitting a bunch of threes down there, getting themselves in the game. Just a couple of points is all our lead had gotten down to, and it was getting loud in here, and you felt this one maybe slipping away. And then Chad, with just fractions of a second left in the period, lets it go off his fingertips quickly, buries that three, calm the crowd a little bit. Everything settled in a little as we went towards the fourth quarter. I've got to like that one as maybe the biggest shot of the game.
I do, too. So Chad Johnson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and Streaks will get a chance to do it again Wednesday night against the number one team in the state, Peoria Central. It will be an earlier start. That's something we haven't mentioned tonight, and we probably should before we're out of here. The game time is scheduled for 6 o'clock, and that pretty well should happen because it is the first of 2 regional semifinal games here at Dunlap on Wednesday night. Peoria Richwoods and Notre Dame will play after the Galesburg game against Peoria High School. So a 6 o'clock tip, our pregame at 5:40 Wednesday night, or late Wednesday afternoon, if you want to call it that, here on WGIL. So again, 5:40 for the tip-off 6 o'clock the start time for Galesburg and the number one team in the state. Hey, if you're going to win in advance, you got to beat the best at some point. Why not this early in the run, right?
Well, and they're not as good as Simeon.
That's right.
It could be worse. We could be playing Simeon.
That's true. Ever the optimist, Jim Lee. Our thanks to Kane Mastin at the downtown studios for his engineering duties tonight and doing a fine job for us. For Kane, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Again, the Streaks win it tonight, 59-53. We'll be back with you again Wednesday night at 5:40. Until then, good night from Dunlap High School.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation, broadcasting from the Galesburg Radio Center.